Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I am Mary Hollis, your host and director and co-founder of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I hope that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I also hope that you spent it with family and friends and did not stay home alone. If you are new to the ministry, new to this talk show, the Next Chapter is a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. Well, let's pray first before we go into our message. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and we thank you for this evening. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us in every way. Continue to walk with us in this journey of grief. We need your blessing. We need your comfort and your strength to get through each and every day. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to just each one of these sessions that someone will get the comfort and support that they're looking for. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you continue to do within our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the first week we talked about if God seems so far away. And last week we talked about the three ends of grief. It's normal, natural, and necessary. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the shock of the loss. And also, am I going crazy? Well, there are seven stages of grief. We are going to talk about shock, the shock of the loss tonight. You're not going to talk about the seven stages of grief, which is shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and hope. But we're going to focus on the shock. And when my husband passed away, after coming from the hospital, my whole body was on fire. My nerves, and I started itching all over my body. And my two girlfriends that were with me, they had to rub me down with alcohol to calm me down. And also my nerves and to help with the itching. But that's some of the things that I went through. That's the first part of shockness, that, you know, I was in shock and my body was just taking control of me at that particular time. But after my friends are rubbing me down and praying with me, it finally sort of subsided. But it was a really unusual situation. I never went through that before. I guess I never went through a death of a close loved one like that, and didn't expect that to happen. But there are different things that each one of us go through, and that was my experience when I came from the hospital. Well, let's continue with the topic, the shock of a loss. One of the first reactions people have after a loved one dies is shock. What happens is so terrible and so painful that your mind and emotions are overwhelmed. One woman said, "I went completely numb. I couldn't think or feel anything. My mind was a blur. Everything went in slow motion, and I was functioning on autopilot." Well, I heard that story many times being told by some of you. And my sister also shared in her story in A Widow's Touch, our first book that we wrote, "My Protector is Gone." And she talked about how when her husband died, she felt like a zombie. It's almost like saying that she was in a shock. She was in a shock. She felt like a zombie and couldn't believe that he was gone. Many of us have so many different experiences. Were you dazed and a daze, confused, bewildered, panicky, disoriented, paralyzed, surreal, preoccupied? These are words people have used to describe their shock. Based on your own experience, you could probably add a few more words of your own. Denial, numb. Shock is a built-in response to the loss of a loved one. It can only be a blessing because it cushions us against the blow by blocking some of the emotional pain until we are ready to handle the full impact of the loss. Well, that also happened to me. Just like it said, it's a cushion against the blow by blocking some of the emotion and pain. And what that means, and I will explain it, what happened to me. That first week when Al passed away, I knew I had to get that funeral together, plan it and get it together. So I blocked out in my mind that he really wasn't, I wasn't planning a funeral for him. I was just planning a funeral. And I blocked everything. That whole week, I just was focused on the funeral, not focused on that he was no longer there. I cried a lot at the hospital, but when I got home, the tears sort of dried up just for that week because I was focused on what I needed to do is for his funeral. And that's what they are saying here, that it's a cushion. It helps you. It helps you not to fall completely apart. And which is and was at that time a good thing for me. When someone we lose, we have loved deeply, we are left with a grief that can paralyze us emotionally. When they die, a part of us die also. And like I said, this is what happened to me to get through planning the funeral. And I'm sure each one of you had some type of experience that you went through. Don't let shock scare you. If your mind is a blur, if you feel numb, if it seems like a bad dream, or if you keep expecting your loved one to call or walk through the door, you're probably experiencing shock. Shock is a very normal response when you lose someone you love. And it goes into another topic. When you are shocked, and later on, after the funeral is over, you may start experiencing some other things like, am I really going crazy? The things that you're doing and you're feeling. You have mood changes at a drop of a hat. Your life seems incredibly empty. You're overwhelmed by feelings of anger, guilt, sadness, loneliness, while others may say you are just numb. Just like my sister said, she felt like a zombie. Well, some of you don't get sleep at night, and that's one reason why we have this talk show at 10 o'clock at night. We used to have it at 11. I would fall asleep. I was working then, and I would fall asleep at 11 o'clock. So finally, we was able to get it to 10 o'clock. And that was, this was a better time. But most of us and you do not, when you first lose your loved one, you can't go to sleep. I'm not sure if some of you, if you're still dealing with seasoned widows, or you're still dealing with not being able to sleep because you're sleeping alone. You go through those difficulties sleeping and also constantly crying too. Some of you are unable to share a tear. That first week, like if I cried at the hospital, but during that week, the tears are just sort of automatically dried up just for the moment. And so we all go through so many different experiences, and everybody grieves differently. Some even hear the voices of their loved ones. That's what they think, that they have their loved one's voice. And sometimes they hear something, some noise in the house or something, they feel that they're a husband. I guess I scared my husband off. Whenever I felt that his spirit was in the room, I was always a scaredy cat on other things as well. And whenever I felt his presence, I became so scared of, I couldn't explain, I wasn't sure if that was him, but I did feel something different, and I'm sure he was visiting me, but I'm sure he stopped visiting me because how I reacted. But each person reacts differently as you go through your journey of grief. But just knowing that you're not going crazy, because others are experiencing the same thing that you're experiencing. You are not crazy. This is a normal reaction. And crazy feelings are normal in grief. Just like I mentioned to you that the three N's, it's normal, natural, and necessary. And it's so necessary for you to go through some of these things to get through that journey. If you feel like you are going crazy, one of the best things you can do is find others who are grieving, who know about grief, and tell them what you are experiencing. So if you know someone that is very close to you, have had a loss, by talking with that person, sometimes that brings bring comfort to each other of, you know, talking about your experience and what you're going through, because most of the time you both are going through the same thing. You are, your craziness, the feeling that of being crazy, it isn't crazy at all. It's just like it's a normal part of grief. Because you will find that someone else is feeling the same thing that you're feeling. Can't go to sleep, not eating, losing weight, gaining weight, eating too much or whatever, but you are probably dealing with similar experiences as you go through. And when you have someone that you can talk to and feel that they understand, because many times I hear others do not understand. They don't know, understand how you feel and what you are going through. So sometimes when you get with someone that experiencing that, at least you can say, you know how I feel. You know what I'm going through. The others, all they say that you should have been over it by now. Are you still crying? Are you still upset? What's wrong with you? But they don't, if they haven't experienced a close relative dying, then they really can't say how that they feel, they know how you feel. And many times that is said all the time. Oh, I know how you feel. If they have not experienced, they don't know. It takes each person a different length of time to grieve and get through their journey of grief. Everybody experiences. They know there's not a time clock set that you should be over your loved one, someone that you've been married to and with and shared all your moments and being with friends, family, and that person is no longer there. If that other person have not gone through it, then they do not know how you really feel. But just like I said last week when I was saying that if you go to a Thanksgiving gathering, that they will say things that will hurt you, but they mean well. Most of them do mean well. And some you can say some of them are, they're not compassionate. But just know that each person grieves differently. And there's no set time for you to get over it. If it takes 2 or 3 years or 7 years, I know some have grieved more than 6 or 7 years. They still deal with situations. Now, for me, you know, it's been a long time for me. It's been 30 plus years. But you know one thing? I still miss my husband of things that he used to do around the house. Sometimes I get very frustrated that I have to do it myself. So, yes, I do miss him. Even though it's been 30 plus years, I still do. Because he was hands-on. If anything needed to be done around the house, all I have to do is tell him and he would get it done. So I do dearly miss him for doing those things and just being there and being a great husband that he was and a father. So each one of us deal with grief differently. And I must say that also I indicated to you that I was in shock. I pretty much just focused on that funeral. But you know one thing, what happened? You know when the tears came out? When I went to the wake. When I saw him for the first time again in that casket, saw him laying there, I freaked out. The tears just flowed like a faucet. I would put it in the pocket that whole week. But the end of the week when wake, it all came out by emotions. Now, I was calm, cool, and collected at the funeral. I guess I cried so much that night, all the tears came out. But during the funeral, I was in control. I had the babies. I had my son was 10 months, so I had him in my arm. And when I got to the casket, I told the kids to say bye to their dad. They really didn't understand what was happening and why he was laying there. But I prayed and asked God to keep me, not to fall apart, because I had two kids with me. So he did just that. So I was in control, but that night of the wake, I just lost it because I just was focused all week in getting the all the arrangements and everything done. So many times you will feel like you're going crazy because you can't stand the idea of being alone after being with someone for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, plus years, that's a long time, when that person is no longer there. But just knowing that God, he is a way maker, and he's promised that he will never leave you nor forsake you, and he will do just that. Sometimes we don't feel like God is there because we, what we're going through, we can't stand feeling that way. But he's right there. He's right there by your side. And he will do, continue to be there through this journey of grief. I can be a witness to you that he certainly can do just that. So the thing that we, the two topics that were tonight was the shock of a loss and also, am I going crazy? Well, you might feel like you're going crazy, but you're not going crazy. You're just going through the motion. And just knowing that God is there with you. And like I say, reach out to people, positive people, that you can get that. You can talk, maybe talk, if you feel like talking about your loved one. Find somebody that have compassion and you can talk to, because that does help to have someone to bounce information back and forth to. So do that. So those are the two topics that I talked about tonight. Now next week, we're going to talk about, let me go to that page. We're going to talk about the pressure to be strong, your own grief, and what affects your grief. We're going to talk about those three topics next week. But I also have an announcement. The announcement is we are having our Christmas party, the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Christmas party, Friday, December 15th. And that's during the day from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. And it's going to be at the Brooklyn Clubhouse. That's where I live. The luncheon will be catered, but we're asking you, every year we always get shoe boxes together. We want you to get, each person get, bring in two shoe boxes wrapped, filled with toiletry items. But this time we always have you to get small toiletry items for the women and children. Well, this year, they're asking us to get large items, a large tube of toothpaste, toothbrush, floss, hairbrush, large shampoo and conditioner, lotion and deodorant, soap, hair bows, sanitary napkin, and make sure that you label whether it's going to be a boy, girl, woman, each box that you bring. So we'll be able to, we're not going to ask you specifically to do girls or boys, whatever you decide to do, but you just make sure that you label them. And also include maybe some sort of something Christmassy, Christmas socks, or something in there, a toy for a kid, boy or girl, just something, put something in there for that, even though you're getting these toiletry items, put something that is Christmassy that you think that you want to add, gloves or whatever. And it's so important. Please, 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 I need you to RSVP. I'm going to send a text out. I forgot to send a text out today. Please send the text out. Answer the text. I'm going to send it out tomorrow, and I'm going to put all this information in again, but I need you to RSVP because I need to know how much food I need to have the cater to prepare for. So please, and if you want to bring another widow, it is okay, but you need to let me know. I need to know how many people are going to be at the party. And we're going to have a few, some entertainment, good food, and some entertainment, some fun, a game, and something else that we are planning for you. So please come and enjoy the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Christmas party. And like I said, the food, the luncheon will be catered, and just need you to bring those shoe boxes. And if you can't come, still do. We have people for years, if they weren't able to come, they always make sure that they dropped off the shoeboxes to my house or whoever, have someone bring the shoeboxes for you. But please support this community outreach that we do every year. We try different shelters. And this is a different shelter, but it's a women and children's shelter. And they stay at the shelter. So that's why they're asking for larger items, because they won't have to keep replacing them so often. So I thank you for supporting us once again in advance. And one last thing I want to mention. The greatest comfort that you can be this holiday, leading into the Christmas holiday, is to be a comfort to another person who have lost a special loved one. If you are a seasoned widow, you should not let your neighbor go through this alone. You should not let somebody at your church go through this alone. Your friend, your family member. Support that other person who have lost a special loved one, because this will help you to get through your grief. You have something that you can share with that person that will benefit and help them through their journey. So find someone this holiday, not wait until Christmas. We've got a whole December. December 1st is, I think it's what, Friday? Find someone, your neighbor, your church member, family member, club member, whatever. Find someone that you can call and give some comfort to. Invite them to lunch. Invite them to breakfast. Or do some. Send them a card, encouraging card. We send you cards out. We send you cards out for your birthday. We send you cards out also for your loss date. So just knowing that you can benefit, you can help yourself to get through what you're going through, to help others, because it makes you feel good when they say, thank you, I needed this. So find someone this week, find someone that you can reach out to help. And this will help you to get through this month. This month, which we went through Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was the first holiday blues. Now we're dealing with Christmas. But you can get through Christmas by giving. Gift of giving yourself your gifts or your time and talent, whatever. Make them some cookies, Christmas cookies or whatever. And let them know that they care and they can always call you when they need someone to talk to. That is all I have for you tonight. I hope that you enjoyed the two topics that we talked about, shock and am I going crazy? No, you are not going crazy. It's normal. It's normal, natural, and necessary. But you'll get through it, because God, he said, in you, O Lord, we must say this, in you, O Lord, do I put my trust. We must put our trust in God and confidently take refuge. Let me never put to shame our confusion. That's not the one I really wanted to say. What's the other one? The Lord is with you. He is the mighty to save. He will take great delight in you, and he will quiet you with his love. He will wrap his arms around you and give you the comfort and love that you need. Just open your arms. Tomorrow, just walk around the house and, Lord, I need to feel your presence. I know you're there. And I know you're going to help me through this pain, this loneliness, this difficulty, depression, whatever I'm going through. And he will be there for you. Have a great evening. And the rest of the week, and I tune in again next week. from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And let's go back to Jason Nelson telling us that God will love us forever. Not sometimes, but forever.
Not this. I'll be committed.